ready.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is from just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America, via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is a very late edition of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant, who I think is still holding on. It continues to be the 7th of March now, 2015, and we're getting a little bit of a late start due to some last-minute technical snafus. You know, I keep waiting for the, they keep telling us technology is going to make our lives much easier. And so far, I have not seen that materialize. Anyway, Nancy, are you there?
Darren, good morning.
Hi there.
Darren, I've got some interesting news to start off with. We have, you know, been hearing about, you know, how we've got, you know, jobs data and we've got U.S. growth and, you know, all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I found some interesting things today, and so let me just run some
dive right in.
As of 2012, actually, this is as of current. We've got 11.7 million illegal immigrants in the country, which is now about 4% of the U.S. population. And in total, with new immigrants from beginning in 2010, we have 41.3 million living in the U.S., which is now 13.1% of our population. In 2013, we added 523 million more. I could not find estimates on 2014. I found that 60% of the illegal immigrants live in six states, Darren. They're California, Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Now, of course, those contain the nation's largest cities. I also found that 5.1% of the U.S. labor force is now unauthorized workers, but, of course, they're hired nonetheless. They're not supposed to be, but they are. Now, what's interesting about this is that they have, let me read you some things. It says, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, updated this past Friday, reveal that in December of 27, the number of foreign-born workers was 22,810,000. And by February, that number had increased to 24 million. Now, the new data basically says that the foreign-born workers have gained 1.9 million American jobs, but at the same time, the native-born employed population has decreased from 123 million to 122. And so we've the people of the who are citizens of the United States, our employment has been reduced by 1.9 million. And so the bottom line is, if there have indeed been any gains in employment in the U.S., they went to foreign-born workers.
Well, you know, if you listen to the guy, the woman who is supposed to replace Eric Holder, she believes that they have the right to work here. Hey, listen to this. I got some audio from her. Listen to this.
The president's action would give people who came here unlawful.
Now, first of all, this is Senator Sessions, and this is Loretta Lynch. He's questioning. This is the confirmation hearing. Listen to her. Listen to his question and then her answer to the question, and this will reveal the mindset that prevails in this administration, and really all administrations, because, ladies and gentlemen, as we say so often, there really is no difference.
The right to work, the right to participate in Social Security and Medicare, when Congress has not done that, allows them to stay for at least a period lawfully. Let me ask you this. In the workplace of America today, when we have a high number of unemployed, we've had declining wages for many years, we have the lowest percentage of Americans working, who has more right to a job in this country? A lawful immigrant who's here, a green card holder, or a citizen, or a person who entered the country unlawfully?
Well, Senator, I believe that the right and the obligation to work is one that's shared by everyone in this country, regardless of how they came here. And certainly if someone is here, regardless of status, I would prefer that they be participating in the workplace than not participating in the workplace.
In other words, they have the right to be here and they have the right to work once they get here. Now, this is a globalist mindset. This is the mindset post-NAFTA, ladies and gentlemen, because this is what she's really referencing, is the North American Free Trade Agreement. All of these trade agreements are designed for the free movement of not only goods, but they're also designed to facilitate the free movement of people.
Well,
you know,
and the,
human
and
capital.
The same thing, Darren. What has resulted in, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, is the lowering across the board of wages. They bring these people in, they give them low-wage jobs, and in order to be globally equitable, right, what do? They cut us to part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, all this is about is corporate profits. They are exploiting these people that they're bringing in. They are destroying the American people. Literally destroying us.
Yeah, the LA Times had a piece this past week. Imagine getting a layoff notice, then being ordered to train your replacement. That's what's happened to hundreds of information technology employees at Southern California Edison. Since last summer, Edison, which serves nearly 14 million customers, has been firing its domestic IT workers and replacing them with outsourced employees from India. In doing so, the utility is exploiting a gaping loophole in immigration law. Well, I don't think it's a loophole. I think that's exactly what they're, how they designed the law.
Yes.
They say which Congress has failed to close despite years of warning that it's costing thousands of American jobs. And there's the point, ladies and gentlemen. If it was a loophole, if it was an unintended consequence, Congress would do something about it, right? The Indian workers are brought in on H-1B visas, which are temporary work permits for specialty occupations, those requiring high specialized knowledge and a bachelor's degree. The purpose is to allow employers to fill slots for which adequately trained Americans aren't available. See, here's the argument they use all the time.
Jared, we've got 30-plus million unemployed bachelor degree students in the United States.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, the thing about it is, this whole notion that, we can't find adequately trained Americans available to do jobs is just hogwash.
Well,
it's just absolute hogwash.
It's unbelievable. People are begging for work.
We have had, you know, in this country, an education system in the past, and I'm talking about college, you name it, across the board, that's been better. Of course, it's become bad, but it's bad by design.
Yeah.
You know, the point is, there's no reason why the American people can't be trained and taught how to do any job. We don't need foreign labor to do our work here. That's a lie. You know, and we don't need foreign labor to do our work here because we're not motivated enough, or there's jobs that we won't do.
No,
that's what Labor Secretary
low wage workers globally. They got a taste for it when they outsourced all of our industries to where they could use slave laborers and the lowest of low wage workers, and they want that here too.
Yeah. Well, as time goes on, I want to explore some audio. I actually did have a little time. I made some time to do some show prep today because, you know, it has become harder and harder to find time to prepare for the show. The last couple of days I've been working on my daughter's car. The brakes went out, and started replacing the front brakes and found out that, you know, once we got the brakes used, which is what we thought all had to be done. Well, it turns out she's got disc brakes on the back, too, and we had to replace the brake shoes and the rotors on the back. So we're out there repairing things, and then it turns out my father-in-law...
In the freezing cold.
Yeah, in the freezing cold. My father-in-law slipped on some ice and bumped his head on the ice, and after that, he just kind of took the wind out of his sails, so we quit for the night. Next day, all we had to do was bleed the brakes. Well, guess what? Get in the brakes. I look in the reservoir to see if how much brake fluid's in there, and it's almost empty. And I thought, no, that's not good. Well, where's the brake fluid going? So he's in there pumping the brakes, and I'm getting ready to bleed the brakes. And I just decide, you know, I got this bad feeling. I look under the car. Yep, sure enough, the brake fluid's pouring out. So turns out all of her brake lines are rusted. She needs all new brake lines, so... It's just that's just the way it is. But see, this is the thing, that rich folks don't have to worry about all this stuff. And, you know, I suppose maybe I could find some illegals to replace my brake lines, right? No, I don't think so. Anyway, but I want to get into some audio here as time progresses with, Singularity University co-founder. This guy, these people are very scary. These transhumanists, and the kind of stuff that he's talking about with this technology that's emerging, and of course, a lot of this won't be new to this listening audience, but he gave a speech, and he's talking more about robotics. He's talking more about how technology is going to make the labor force basically obsolete. And how many millions of people will be out of work, and governments. And this was a speech he gave at the UAE, United Arab Emirates. And he's talking about how governments have to get ready for this. They have to plan for this, and they're going to have to be able to deal with this problem when it comes, because it is coming. He's being very, very clear about that. So... You know, we also have some promotional material. Global shipment companies, Deutsche Post, DHL being one of them, they're all in on globalization. All in on globalization, to the point where they are pushing the agenda in a big way in promotional materials, promotional videos. Part of this makes me think that, you know, I understand in order to stay solvent, in order to stay viable in a changing world, you have to vision and imagine into the future. But these people have taken this thing to a dramatic level. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to explore some of this stuff. It's going to be a cram-packed program today. We got a lot of things planned for you. And so we are off to a rough start. We're going to get our footing and come back from the break and continue. By the way, the chat room's open, chat.governamerica.com. That's chat.governamerica.com. And this is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay put.
improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Back. This is Govern America. The website, once again, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. It's chock full of all kinds of information and news and documentation, so check that out, governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And we're continuing on here. We were talking a little bit before the break about this influx of migrant workers coming into this country. We know that there are flooding. They're getting ready to flood Selma, Alabama. People down there, they call them civil rights activists. They have an annual commemoration for what they call Bloody Sunday. Anyway, I guess the illegals now are co-opting that. What it's looking like we're headed to is a potential civil war, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, we have food stamp beneficiaries are exceeding 46 million for 39 straight months. CNS News reported the number of beneficiaries on a supplemental nutrition assistance program, also known as food stamps, has topped 46 million for 39 straight months, according to data released by the Department of Agriculture. So we got that going on. In the meantime, Target's cutting thousands of jobs over the course of the next couple of years. I guess they're looking to save $2 billion in cost, savings from the various cuts that they're going to be undergoing. Big retailers, big box retailers cutting major jobs, Nancy's. Sounds like a good recovery to me, huh? You know, and then we have this situation with the debt ceiling. You know, didn't we just have a situation with the debt ceiling? Every time we turn around, they've hit another debt ceiling.
Well,
what's going on here?
You know, the crisis mongering has just reached, you know, schizophrenic proportions. I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, we are to live in abject fear constantly, you know, with our hands out to the government, help us. And,
well,
a lot of people have no choice now because they have no jobs, they have no food, they have no homes.
You know, I remember back, what was it, a year or two ago? What was it when they were just shutting down the monuments and the national parks and all of that? I mean,
shutting down the beaches.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were shutting down everything, and they were paying people to actually guard these things to make sure they stayed shut down. Some of the stuff was open-air stuff that doesn't, you know, people could just come there or not, you know. It doesn't require really any special attention, but they had to make their point that, oh, no, if we don't get your money, then you're going to have to not, you know. Basically, it was like a little child throwing a temper tantrum. That's what it really boiled down to. But now they're threatening to cut off the spigot to state and local governments. Listen to this.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has written a letter now to Speaker of the House John Boehner. In that, he is confirming that the United States will hit its debt limit on March 16th. That's Monday. And then he says that on Friday, March 13th, the previous workday, they're going to begin what he calls extraordinary measures in order to continue to finance the government on a temporary basis. What Jack Lew is saying in this letter is that on that day, that is when the United States Treasury will suspend until further notice the issuance of state and local government series securities. Those are special purpose treasury securities related to states and municipalities. This is a move that we've seen before, Simon, and each time we get up to one of these debt limits, we've seen the Treasury Department take extraordinary measures
extraordinary.
In moving money around inside the U.S. budget in order to stretch out as long as possible while Congress comes up with some kind of solution to raising the debt limit. Now,
they can't possibly find any place to cut, so they're moving money around from critical areas.
Incoming, or the new Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said there will be no government shutdowns, there will be no defaults, but as we saw last week with the DHS funding fight, this stuff can be a little bumpier before it gets resolved than you might expect.
Yeah,
Simon.
It's going to get real bumpy. Hey, you know, we're your federal family. Your federal family, always squeezing the penny and making it squeal.
Well,
you know?
And you know, Darren, as I was looking at news this week, I started amassing a list. Because there, let me read you this.
Okay,
list
all right. Hold your list.
Okay.
Until after the break. Stay with us, folks.
Right.
We'll be back here in a moment. This is Govern America. Time's going to go by very quickly, as it always does. Don't go away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
And the river opens for the righteous, 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 and the river
this time. I am a patriot and I love my country because my country is all I know. I want to be with my family, people who understand me. I've got no
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, the website, www.governamerica.com. As we continue on here, before the break, you were just about to give some kind of a list. Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah, as I was researching, looking at news this week, these are the countries that I wrote down who are currently having thousands and thousands of people take to the streets. We've got France, England, Ireland, Greece, Italy, Ukraine, Sweden, Switzerland, Ghana, India, Australia, Brazil, Mexico, Syria, Israel, Russia, Venezuela, Myanmar, Iraq, Palestine, Egypt, Guatemala. And in the U.S., there are protests going on all over this country. I counted like 30-plus issues, everything from immigration to wages to jobs to pollution. I mean, it's just endless. And, I mean, when you want to talk about what globalism has done, here it is.
Well, I wonder how many of these people in various countries are put up to doing that and paid to do that by the U.S. State Department.
Well, they certainly are here.
A lot of these revolutions, a lot of these uprisings.
So in Syria.
Yeah.
And certainly so in Ukraine.
Yeah, in certain. Yes, exactly. Well, you know, it just reminds me. Either the State Department or George Soros, because Soros is behind a lot of this stuff too. As a matter of fact, those of you who support,
you think Bill Gates isn't behind some of this crap?
Yeah, he's but see, here's the thing: a lot of these people that are all in on this net neutrality thing don't realize George Soros, ladies and gentlemen, has dumped $196 million to net neutrality groups. Hillary Clinton backs
$196 million.
Yes. Yes.
And that's just one of his causes.
Well, yeah, but see, this is the thing. There's a lot of these people who are all in on freedom and, you know, and everything, but they don't realize who's backing this net neutrality garbage.
Yeah.
You know, Chairman Wheeler.
I'm sure Billy Gates is in there too.
Isn't Chairman Wheeler? Isn't he? Isn't he a cable guy? It seems like I remember he had some sort of background with the cable industry. You know, and so, you know, who is this guy, and who are all these people? And if net neutrality is so wonderful, how is it that we can't see the plan? Why are they keeping it a secret? Before the vote, they wanted him to come testify this, and he refused to testify before Congress. Yeah. So if this thing is so great and going to be for a free and open internet, which by the way we already have, we got to do this to have a free and open internet. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being suckered. You're being suckered.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm seeing a National Review. FCC chair refuses to testify before Congress ahead of net neutrality vote. Two prominent House committee chairs are deeply disappointed in FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler for refusing to testify before Congress as the future of internet is at stake. Wheeler's refusal to go before the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday comes on the eve of the FCC's vote on the new regulations, internet regulations pertaining to net neutrality. Well, you know, they already had the vote, and the vote, you know, they passed it, of course, because they have to pass it. As a regulating body, the FCC will no longer be viable once TV, you know, the broadcast airwaves. I mean, let's face it, the internet is the future. And so if you're the head of an agency that regulates and you're seeing what you're regulating disappearing, then the natural thing for you to want to do is find something else to regulate, right? And that's what they're doing.
It's the same thing as Common Core. It's the regulation of all schools. It's the same thing as Obama's executive order saying he's going to standardize national policing. It's federal control over everything.
Yeah.
It is total destruction of state powers is what it is.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that there's mission creep that's going to be taking place with this, you know, today it's keeping the channels open and, oh, we're going to make sure that there's no fast lane or slow lane. And I maintain that once the government starts interfering with the people, with network owners' ability to manage their networks in the way that they need to manage them in order to make them work, you're going to see the very thing that they're purporting to fix. Namely, congestion, bottlenecks. I mean,
increases in your bills.
Yeah. Well, naturally. Because if the companies that are doing the managing of networks, the owners of the networks, the backbones, if they're having to undergo costs, I mean, basically what this would say, assuming that, you know, it is the way it's being presented, because we don't really know, do we? Because
yes,
we can't see the plan.
They're telling us.
We can't see the plan. What is it, like 200 plus pages? And we're not allowed to see it. Okay? But anyhow, the way it's
kind of like passing Obamacare and not telling us what's in it. What did Nancy Pelosi say?
Yeah, yeah, you got to pass it
to pass it.
Well, that's what they've done. But see, the thing is that the way this thing is being presented, it's being presented that this would prohibit network owners from slowing down or restraining packets. And every packet would have to be treated equal, right? So you have, let's take for instance Netflix, because Netflix places a big demand on networks. I mean, they're just a massive bandwidth hog. So passing the traffic from Netflix under this system, they wouldn't be able to throttle Netflix. Okay, well, Netflix can run, you know, cause a major burden on these backbone providers, because now they're forced to pass the traffic through, and they can't charge Netflix any extra money. So, what's going to happen if Netflix clogs all the routers on their system? Then they're going to be forced to either upgrade all of their infrastructure at their own cost, or which means that they're going to have to, by necessity, in order to stay solvent, they're going to have to pass that cost on to somebody. I mean, this stuff
the whole thing is based on a lie. It's kind of like, well, we're going to put fluoride in your water because we care about your teeth. It's absolutely absurd. It's about surveillance. It's about profits. It's about the government being able to collect more taxes from our bills. I mean, it's all based on a lie. It's all based on profits.
Well, this is, I think, deeper than profits. I think this really is based upon shutting down what is arguably the greatest venue for free speech that
has ever been.
Because if you go back to 2005 and even earlier, Hillary Clinton was arguing in favor of measures to rein in the internet. She does not like the internet. None of these scumbags like the internet. Going back to September 2005, the Drudge Report had a thing that they posted on Free Republic. China on Sunday imposed new media restrictions designed to limit the news and other information available to internet users, sharply restricting the scope of content that can be posted on websites. Hillary Rodham Clinton said in 1998, during a meeting with reporters, that, quote, we are all going to have to rethink how we deal with the internet because of the handling of White House sex scandal stories on websites. Clinton was asked whether she favored curbs on the internet after the Drudge Report made headlines with its coverage of her husband's affair with a White House intern. She says, and this is a quote, we are all going to have to rethink how we deal with this. Because there are all these competing values. Without any kind of editing function or gatekeeping function, what does it mean to have the right to defend your reputation? Unquote. She says, now she continued, this is another quote, I don't have any clue about what we're going to do legally, regulatorily, technologically. I don't have a clue. but I do think we always have to keep competing interests in balance. I'm a big pro-choice person, she says. That's why I love the founders. Checks and balances. Accountable power. Anytime an individual or institution or an invention leaps so far ahead of that balance and throws a system, whatever it might be, political, economic, technological, out of balance, you've got a big problem. Because then it can lead to the oppression of people's rights. It can lead to the manipulation of information. It can lead to all kinds of bad outcomes, which we have seen historically. So we're going to have to deal with that. And I hope.
Yeah, I bet she wished that we had controlled internet right about now, considering her email scandal.
Yeah, exactly.
That woman's got like a new scandal a week.
Yeah, exactly. She says, I hope a lot of smart people are going to, and then the reporter interrupts her, sounds like you favor regulation. And she says, Bill, I don't know what. That's why I said I don't know what I'm in favor of, and I don't know enough to know what to be in favor of, because I think it's one of those new issues we've got to address. Anyway, it goes on from there. The point is, she's come out now, and she was specifically asked recently about net neutrality and whether she supported it or not. And this is one of those things that I wish I had had time to clip the audio, but I was literally clipping audio right up to the beginning of the show today, and I ran out of time. Didn't clip this one. Maybe I'll get it for next week. But she literally answered the question, and she said that she favors net neutrality, and she called it a foot in the door. A foot in the door. So, you people out there that are all in on net neutrality, you need to really rethink your position. Because I want to tell you right now, today it's fast lanes versus slow lanes. Today it's, all packets are equal. Tomorrow it's content, people.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen,
I promise you,
yourself.
It's content tomorrow. Because once the FCC gets its camel's nose under that tent, they already regulate, when they first came out and started regulating airwaves, it was all about making things neat. You remember, you may not remember, but we had the blue network and the red network and the various color networks. And we had, when radio first came along, it was kind of a free-for-all, very much the same way the internet was. And, people broadcasted whenever and however they wanted. It was kind of chaotic, kind of like the CB radio is today, which the FCC just finally gave up on trying to regulate that. They just turned it over to the people. But, it was kind of a free-for-all. And people did whatever they wanted to do. And then the FCC got involved. Well, it started off, we're doing this to keep things orderly. We want to, make this a useful tool to communicate. And so that's how it started, and then as time progressed, then they're telling you what you can and can't say on it.
Well, look what has happened to education under federal control. Look what has happened to your food under federal control. Look what has happened to your health under federal control. Everything they touch
turns to crap.
Dies.
Turns to crap. So I said before, and I'll say it again, I think we're in the golden age of the internet. George Soros does not dump $196 million into something if he doesn't think it's worth dumping money into. And George Soros is not in favor of a free and open internet, I promise you.
Nope.
I promise you. Anyway, I think that's all I want to say about that for now. Maybe we'll come back to it later. We were talking earlier about the funding measures with the federal government. We see that the GOP pushed a short-term Department of Homeland Security funding measure to prevent a partial shutdown. Isn't that great? They were supposedly playing hardball on the illegal thing. This goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, that the GOP is the same as the Democrats. None of these people are any... They're all scumbags, and all the notion that there's any difference between these parties is theater.
It's theater
all part of theater. Exactly. And John Boehner is a scumbag traitor to this country. Anyway, there's not going to be any gaps in Homeland Security funding, and there's really not going to be any government shutdown. But I do think they very well might cut off the spigot to local governments, and when that happens, then you might actually see some stuff hit the fan. We're just about up to the break. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and take the break. After the break, I want to get into this audio that I have here from regarding DHL. Also, we have the new Sandy Hook report out. Later on in the broadcast, we'll get into that. That is some interesting reading. Oh, boy. We're talking healthcare screenings, mental health. We've got, of course, gun control, naturally. Anyway, we'll get into some of that as time progresses here on Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sit tight.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. As we continue on here, final segment for this hour, two more hours to go. You know, we had that scumbag Benjamin Netanyahu speaking before Congress this week. Did you see that, Nancy? That's just something that just really blows me away, how we can have a foreign leader coming into this country, how our congressional scumbags can facilitate this guy getting up there very much like the State of the Union address giving an address to a joint session of Congress. This is just absolutely off the chart. It shows you just how bought and paid for this Congress is by Israel.
Yep.
And the American Israel Political Action Committee.
Yep.
I mean, the fact that you know, here's the thing. Okay, if you want to have Benjamin Netanyahu there, okay, fine. Get Ahmadinejad over here for equal time. Let him address Congress as well.
How about Vladimir?
Yeah, there you go. I really like that idea. Hey, let's just make Congress the platform by which any leader in the world wants to come and address.
Well, very global.
Because really, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Our government, the federal government, wants to operate like the world, you know, power. You know, really, the UN system really is the U.S. government and the U.S. State Department. I mean, let's you know, because no other country has the military to squish anybody like a bug in the world anyway, like the United States government. So by the very nature, the UN is worthless without the United States federal government. I mean, they don't have the enforcement power without the military-industrial complex and the
NATO.
All the machinery that we have here. Now, other countries, you know, lend to it, but the United States has been predominantly the military force, the military bully around the world. So basically, we're the enforcement arm of the United Nations Security Council. That's the bottom line. And so, you know, other countries, world leaders, you know, supposedly the United Nations is supposed to be a platform by which all countries of the world can come and you know, have their voices heard. Well, who are we kidding here? Who are we kidding here? The game is rigged. So now we got world powers or world leaders coming and addressing Congress very much in the same way that we have the President of the United States would address Congress. I think this is a travesty. I think heads should roll on Capitol Hill because of this, but they won't. But they won't. You know, we have the Democrats, you know, for once I actually agree with some of what the Democrats are saying. This is actually, they're looking at it as an insult.
First, I'd like to congratulate Speaker Boehner and Prime Minister Netanyahu on a very impressive bit of political theater. Now the Prime Minister can go home to his campaign and say he lectured Congress and the American people on things that apparently we didn't know. This speech was straight out of the Dick Cheney playbook. This was fear-mongering at its ultimate.
The Speaker's action...
Okay, let me just cut it there because we don't have time to finish it. But, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu can go home now and continue to bomb more Palestinian people and kill more Palestinian children. Press TV just had a report out just recently. Israel destroys thousands of acres and crops in Palestine. So, you know, another day in the Middle East. And our scumbag Republicans in Congress, and I'm not partisan, folks, but it was the Republicans that allowed this to happen.
Yep.
Hey... You know, they give a platform to this terrorist. All right, we're out of this hour already. Another hour to go. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America. Don't go away.